Okay, so this is the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. So here the Rambam was setting up the parallel, the four-tiered parallel between Purim and Chanukah. The scope of the Chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah is the same as the scope of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Both of them are Asurin Behesped Betainis. The structure of the Brachos is the same. Kol Shechayav Kriyas Megillah Chayav Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. This is Hamadlik. And finally, the Birkas Hazman. We're going to discuss today is the Birkas Hariya. And the Rambam says, without exception, the Birkas Hazman is limited to the first night. Okay, so the Rambam says here something very intriguing. V'chol haroa usa, simply seeing the Neros Chanukah is itself mechayev bracha v'lo birech mevarich shtayim. So he would say two brachos. And again, those two brachos are Shas Nisan Lavoseinu, that's the Birkas Hariya, and Shechianu. So the Magid Mishnah here and Hagos Maimunios pick up on this line in the Rambam and say that it's actually subject of some controversy. Haroosa velo birich. So the Magid Mishnah says da sozal shafal pishi yatsim mina mitzvah kigon shidliku ala v'soch beso mivarech v'zed das k'tzas ha-ga'onim, that even if a person was covered, let's say his wife lit on his behalf at home, mer ishto kagufo, she can do that. Nonetheless, he would recite the Birchas Hariya. V'arash bazal kasav mistabra b'shalo hidlik v'lo hidliku alav b'soch beso v'enu asid lahadlik halayla halav hachi enu tzarech levarech t'lo matzinu yotze min ha-mitzvah v'chozer mevarech al ha-ri'iyya. So the Rashba disagrees, and he says that this halacha of being mevarech on the ri'iyya itself, and if it's on the first night, tacking on the Birchas Hazman, the Shachianu, is only in the case when one isn't participating either directly oneself or indirectly in the Maisa Hadlaka. Okay? Because we never saw a situation where it was the opposite, where a person participated in the Maisa Hadlaka, then the Chiyav to recite the Birchas Hariya independently. V'yeshmi Ribusa, now here he's alluding to the Rambam, Deprisho Avabisha Malikin Labisoch Abayas, Tzarech Levarech Ala Ri'iyya, V'enla Mamashi Yismochu Adkan Lashono. V'chein ra'isi the Bala Iter, the Magid Mishnah quoting, Shekasa, V'roa Davka Sh'omid B'Karon, Karon, anybody know what that is? From the Mishnah and Brachos? Karon is a wagon. O B'Sfina, the words you're traveling, you're not going to be able to participate in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Shelo Hidlik B'Veso, V'chein Pirshim B'Farshim Acherim. So the Bala Iter and the Rashba understand that one only recites the Birchas Haviya without the Bracha and Hadlaka, in a situation where one isn't participating in the Hadlaka itself. Lashna Gemara Shis Kiro, but the Rambam, who's simply citing the Gemara, V'chol haro'eh, stam, yoser neos l'da'as rabbeinu. It seems to fit in much better with the words of the Rambam, whereas the words of the Rambam is, if you haven't made the bracha yet, in other words, you haven't gotten home to light yet, and you've seen there is Chanukah, that's when you should say, Shasanifsum avoseinu, and if it's the first night, that's the time that you should say Shechianu. Likewise, Nagos Maimunios, take a look here at O Space, Justin joining me here. V'chein kasav Rashi, shematza b'shem ribar Yehuda, shalu huskika bracha zo, elami shalu hidlik b'veso adayin, oli yoshev b'svina. So he's with the Rashba and the Bala Iter. V'chasa b'sev ramitzah, says dafka im eno nasoy. Again, because if he's married, what can we assume? V'chasa v'rbenu simcha dim dasol hadlik b'veso, nira de'in tzarech l'varech ala ri'iya, ad shi yisader kulan al hadlaka b'veso. V'chein kasav Ravya, so the Rambam seems to stand alone against, you know, a goodly number of Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rashba, and the Bala Iter, and Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Sefer HaMitzvos quoted in Nagos Maimunios. And the Rambam seems to think that as long as one hasn't yet recited the Birchas Hariya that night, simply seeing the Neros is going to be Mechayiv a Birchas Hariya, which is a remarkable halachic perspective in its own right. I just want to expand on that for 1 second here. So I think this is something that might even be fundamental to Shitas HaRambam in terms of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. We spoke before about how if one follows the exact formulation of the Gemara, then the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros, according to the Rambam, is to be classified as a Maisa Hoda, exactly right. And in which case, simply seeing the Neros, irrespective of what's going to happen later that night, right, or the fact that one has, having people light for him, in his own house. So seeing that chafetz shel hoda is itself mechayev the bracha then, right? Maybe that what explains Shitas HaRambam, that it flows naturally from the fact that he conceptualizes it as a chafetz shel hoda, and therefore if you see, and you hadn't made the birchas hari on this night, so you're obligated to say, Sha'as and hisim lavosenu bayamim ayim bazman hazeh, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing miracles on behalf of the Jewish people, not just then, but now as well, as looking out for us, that one cannot dispassionately react to seeing that chafetz shel hoda. One has to erupt in the bracha. So just a word of practical halacha, people who are very careful, there's a tradition in Brisk to be yotze l'chol adeos. There's a tradition in Brisk which is based on the fact that, quote, a Rishon can learn, and a Rishon knows how to learn. So when you have a machlokas, let's say here, between the Rambam on the one hand, and the Rashba, and Rashi, and Abala It, and Agos Maimonios, and Rabbeinu Simcha on the other, the assumption is that they both very much know what they're talking about. And one should try to, as much as possible, be yotze l'chol hadeos. And therefore, in situations that people from Beis Brisk, they would try very hard to avoid if they hadn't yet lit their own menorah yet. So what would they try to do? They would really try to avoid being in the safek, in this situation, but try to get home without seeing any other hadlakas neiros. Because according to the Rambam, one would have to recite the bracha under those circumstances. Lolam yistalek adam min hasafek, according to Mishnah Avos, you always want to avoid sveikos, especially if you're concerned about yotze l'chol hadeos, even though here, largely speaking, we don't paskin like the Rambam, despite the fact that he seems to have the more direct read of the Gemara. You want to be yotze l'chol hadeos, obviously the way to avoid this, I'm not suggesting anybody has to implement this, I'm just hagdil terlet here, I want to, you know, raise your sensitivity to the ethos of being yotze l'chol hadeos, so then avoiding seeing the Hanukkah candles itself would remove any possible suffix. Okay, Ritz Hashem will pick it up there tomorrow.
So if you can't see any...